Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. Somewhere around here, I have my lottery tickets. I swear I'll hold them up. I had John Martin and Seth Elkin on. We'll be giving away Lucky Sevens doublers, as well as the whammy and pressure luck next week. Five crab cake tours in a row, beginning on Thursday at Fadley's. On Friday, we'll be crab cakes and pizza. We'll be Pizza John's in Essex. All are brought to you by our friends at GBMC, as well as Liberty Pure Solutions and Curio Wellness, putting us out on the road. My 27 favorite things to eat this month. I'm down to like day 20, 21. I'm in Ocean City. Still waiting for that Fisher's popcorn down here, but we're going to be getting it out and around the community. Last year, I came to Mako. We're down here in Ocean City right now. We had the mayor on. We've had a lot of different people on. But this is really about partying. And I'll be honest with you, last night I pulled my car into the parking lot at Secrets and the rain was hitting the windshield. And I was going to walk and I sat there about 10 minutes and I thought, nah, I'm going to bed. So I am fresh. I did not drink last night. I did not party last night. But last year I did. And I met Portia Wu. And she said, I am the Maryland Department of Labor Secretary. And we had a laugh. And I said, someday you got to come on and explain to me what the Maryland Department of Labor is. And you had a sense of humor. You had people around you. We had a good time. And a year later, you came by yesterday and you're like, hey. And I'm like, hey, I got to have you on. And then I realized you have like a comms department and they're asking me questions. I don't know what I'm going to ask you. I don't barely know what the Department of Labor is. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Well, I knew you'd be a fun guest because you were a fun person to talk to at the pool. But there's a pool party for the Maryland. I met you at the tourism event last year.
That's right.
Well, there's a lot of parties down here. Mako brings a unique set of people together. And you run a really big wing of our state government that involves, I guess when people get their paychecks, they see taxes, they see, you know, all these different things. But what is the Department of Labor?
So Department of Labor in Maryland, actually, I think of it as sort of the hall closet of state agencies. But as I try to remind everyone, and Harry Potter has told us, great things come out of hall closets. So we're sort of the agency that does a lot of traditional labor things and also some other things that aren't so traditional. So unemployment insurance, worker safety and health, like MOSH, Maryland Occupational Safety and Health, protecting your wage standards, so minimum wage, overtime, things like that. We're also building a new paid family and medical leave system and workforce development. So if you're out of a job, looking for a new job, want to figure out how to train for something, do some job search, you can go to one of the 33 American job centers we have around the state, and they'll help you. But we have a bunch of other things that also fall in our bucket. So we do financial regulation, so regulating state banks and credit unions, and other kinds of consumer protection like student loan, ombudsman, elder fraud and abuse, things like that, as well as occupational and professional licensing. A couple other random things like mixed martial arts and horse racing thrown in there, as well elevator safety. You ever get in an elevator, you see that certificate.
Hold on, let's go back to... I knew this was going to be good. Horse racing and mixed martial... So from the labor standpoint, it's about the humans and their... There's safety on the job, correct? Yeah?
In the horse situation, human and horse safety.
Sure, of course.
But yes, our angle is the safety. Sadly, we don't deal with the money part of horse racing, so that we'd have to be a very big department if we did that. But so horse racing safety, elevator safety, boiler safety, amusement park ride safety. So for folks going to state fairs.
I saw that accident
and county fairs
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
So,
yeah.
So, we need to try to make sure Maryland's are safe where they live, work, and play.
All right. So what's the most important? What comes to your desk the most? And if I were to ask you the three things that are the most important things that you do every day that affects Marylanders, that the most common thing somebody would need the Maryland Department of Labor for?
Well, it changes from time to time, but I will say, especially now with everything going on with the federal government and all the kind of economic upheaval, unemployment insurance is one of the very first things. So people who have lost their jobs or want a better one, so I'd say we try to provide those benefits if you're eligible, but also help people connect to something else, depending on what that fit might be. And especially Maryland has close to 270,000 federal workers, over 200,000 federal contractors who live in our state.
So if you are unemployed or find yourself unemployed, you will reach to you or your department.
That's right.
In some way.
That's right.
I mean, it's not, I've been unemployed for 35 years. You know, I'm independent. You know, I have employed people and unemployed people. And, you know, I remember when I've unemployed people, one of the first things they would do is reach the state. That's what, you know, they call the state. What does that entail? I've never, you know, I'm unemployed. What do I do? Where do I reach? Website? Online? Literally? Right?
Right. Right now you can file on labor.maryland.gov. There's information about how to do that. If
you work for a big company, you'd have an HR upon exit to at least give you a folder in some way, right? Again, I've never really been in that position, so I'm just ignorant about it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You can do that. You can call us. Our phone number's there on the website. You can go in person to one of our 33 American job centers around the state, and they can help you understand how to file. They can also help you at the same time look for a new job, because that's probably what's on your mind as well.
Right? I'm on LinkedIn, so at least I see everybody looking for jobs and, you know, the monster and all. I wouldn't even know how to look for a job.
Yeah, well, you know, and
I'm incapable of doing anything with this, Portia, you know?
Well,
I
mean, you can show up. We'll get you the nearest address, and you can
I don't want to need you. I want to see you once a year here and educate people and have a little bit of fun with you. Portia Wu's here. She is the she's in charge of labor, not transportation, so I'll make sure that. But in regard to labor for the state, we for the country, we don't have, like, an unemployment problem in this country right now, right? I mean, just in a general, like, percentage-wise, employment's good in our state right now, right?
I will say unemployment is the lowest, pretty much, it's been in a very long time, and Maryland has really led that. We're one of the lowest, 10 lowest unemployment rates in the country. That said, we're also a state where, because of the federal government exposure, we have a very high level of exposure. And that doesn't just affect feds, right? It affects the people they buy sandwiches from at lunch. It affects, you know, all the services that people might be buying. If they have to tighten their belts, that means that has a knock-on effect for everyone in their communities and neighborhoods. So even though we've added jobs, we had strong job growth during the Moore Miller administration, coming back well from pandemic, there are still some pockets of people who haven't come back as strong. I will say employment among women, for example.
Okay.
Maryland historically has been one of the highest rates of working women in the country, and we took a really tough hit during pandemic. It's come back, but not all the way. So there's still some pockets of folks that, for whatever reason, haven't come back off the bench. So we want to find a way to encourage them to come back, because we have a lot of needs still. Like, we still need tons of teachers. We need people with, like,
medical?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I always hear about nurse shortage.
Healthcare, nurse shortages all up and down the spectrum in healthcare. There are desperate shortages. A lot of people left, honestly, after pandemic. And there are a lot of
stressful
behavioral
work.
Health needs, mental health needs. Substance abuse counseling needs. There's so much need out there. We want to let people know what those opportunities are. And frankly, we're growing and building, right? In the skilled building trades, saw a lot of folks here from, you know, electricians, carpenters, everything. There is a lot of work in the state, and they're growing their apprenticeships. Want to connect young people to some of those great careers, too.
Well, when the Felon King was reelected about 8 months ago, I knew we'd have a lot of problems in the country, but I didn't realize how. And I guess I know this from driving past NSA and living in Baltimore my whole life and being a commuter in and out of D.C., how the federal government works and the spoke and wheel, that not everybody lives in Reston or Alexandria. They live in Silver Spring or Bethesda on our side. How devastating has this first 8 months been in regard to federal employees? Because I saw the stats the next day. Maryland has the most federal employees in the country. I don't know how many of them were axed by the Felon King, but I'm sure that your phone rang a lot in January, February, and March with this issue when the Nazi guy with the chainsaw came out and started hacking away at our government.
Well, we did get a lot of questions, and we actually run a weekly workshop for federal workers every Wednesday, and at the beginning it was hundreds of people coming in every Wednesday saying,
was it about rights or was it about, like, what am I going to do?
How do I retool? A lot of folks who haven't looked for a job in a long time. Federal government resumes are a really special animal. Trying to figure out what are the opportunities out there. And I have to say, we've seen, I think, about 3,000 people apply for unemployment who are former feds in the state.
3,000.
And so it's not as high, I think, as the number may go in the future. For anyone listening out there, I want to make sure you also know you apply where your duty station is. So if you live in Maryland and work in D.C., you got to apply with D.C. government. That's the way unemployment works. But anyone working in Maryland, We've had about 3,000.
So it's where you work, not where
it's
you
where
live.
It's where you work. That's
right.
Where you
apply. It's not about being a resident.
Right, exactly.
Okay, where
exactly.
You were employed.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. So
almost all federal government people would be in D.C. other than maybe NSA. A couple of these agencies, Social Security's based in America. But if the agency's based, and if you work in Woodlawn at Social Security and you get fired, it's you.
Yes.
But if you live in Silver Spring and work in the district, anywhere in a building in the district, right?
Right. Then you file the district. We have about 160,000 federal jobs located in Maryland, too. We've got a lot. So
160,000. This is where I love. This is great. So 160,000, 3,000 of the 160 have found
so
themselves.
Far.
Which is, you know, 1.5% to, you know, give or take, right?
I mean, it's very high for federal workers. Some of those folks may not have filed yet. Some of them may have found jobs. Some may be saying, I need to take a break.
Some of them had some severance probably.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, okay,
exactly. Right. So I think we're going to see the effects, you know, playing out over the next several months.
People
to
might
a year.
Come back into the job. Okay, good. Portia Wu's here. She runs all things labor, and I am laboring. Labor Day is soon. You have anything you want to say? You're the labor lady. Say something about Labor Day and working hard. But we are we're paying the bills, right? I mean, just that we are a working state, and the money comes in because we're putting a lot of people to work. I guess that was my point on unemployment, right?
Yeah, we have a very high rate of labor participation. I know that's a wonky way to say it, but it means Marylanders like to work. We have a lot of really skilled people in our state too. Highly educated or people with very strong technical certifications. So, you know, on Labor Day, I know most people think of it as a day to, like, kick back, have your barbecue, like, get a break as everyone's going back to school. But we should also remember, like, there are a lot of hardworking men and women out there. Like, we want to recognize their contributions, make sure they can stay safe on the job, recognize their right to organize and how important that is to protecting workers and has been over the centuries. So, you know, I'm excited.
I like a pro-union labor secretary. I'm good with that, you know? That's how America was built, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I've been a member of a guild. My dad was a union member, so I'm pro-union as well. Anything else that I could add with you? Because I did have fun talking to you last year. I wanted to have you on. I feel like I've learned a lot here, but it is a wonky role, right? I mean, it is something where you're in the back doing things that people don't know you're doing, but things that are very, very important. They're not out in front.
Well, I would say sometimes we jump to the front. Like, so for example, when the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed, right, there was the dredging the channel and putting, you know, pulling the pieces out. But then there were all those workers who were out of work overnight. So we had to stand up some emergency assistance programs to them. Some of them didn't qualify for unemployment insurance assistance. So we stood up some emergency.
How can you not qualify? What would be the delineator from qualifying versus not qualifying?
Independent contractors aren't covered. And a lot of people who worked at the port were independent contractors. So that's why. You have to be a W-2 employee to be covered by UI. Yeah.
See, this is where I don't understand that part of, because even as a business owner, I didn't understand it. Right. When I had, you know, how many employees you have, my accountant explains it to me or tries to. I'm a little vapid, as you can tell, when it comes to it. So that part of, if I'm on, so the people that died there, that would be different if they were independent contractor than being an employee, correct?
Well, that's a separate set
for
of
rights
issues.
And different things for their families?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, for in terms of occupational safety and health, you know, the protections generally protect people who are on site, right? So,
sure.
You know, we still investigate regardless of the situation.
And that was
people.
A state job, not a federal job, right? Being on that bridge, right?
So I have to say I can't speak to all the, like, you know, there's contractors and, you know,
sure.
Other arrangements. But, you know, we certainly did investigate that case. And we also helped make sure the cleanup and demolition was conducted safely, because that was very dangerous work as well. So we worked very closely with the contractors, because as you're, you know, sawing apart all that metal, doing all those things, we need to make sure people.
So the morning
safe.
The bridge went down was like, that was a big day for, I mean,
that, huge that day would, for our department.
Yeah, for everybody in the state it was. I mean, you know, I was in Florida, I came home, we talked. I'm a Dundalk guy. I mean, I could see that bridge every day of my life. So it was a mess, but I'm thinking, how did that come to the labor department? You know,
we mobilized almost 100 people across our department.
Wow.
And we had a site on Burning Highway for weeks where we would have people come in person and help them file their claims if they needed help, unemployment or the additional benefits we set up. We also set up benefits for small businesses to let them keep their businesses running and to support them and provide them grants and keep their people on payroll during those first couple months. So, you know, the kind of jumping in an emergency to support workers and businesses, that's part of our role. One other thing I will say, I know summer's almost over, but I'm thinking about it.
It's almost Labor
Day. We did a new heat standard, and that's a lot of what we've been doing this summer is emphasizing for workers, you need rest, breaks, shade. You also need to ease in. Like if you're new to a job, shouldn't be out there working in 90-degree heat all day, like on day one, right? You can't do that. Body can get used to heat, but it takes time. So you got to figure out a plan and to ease in and what to do if, unfortunately, somebody gets sick. We're seeing with hotter and hotter temperatures, a lot of people may not realize the risks to them. So
hydrate,
been,
man.
Yeah.
Got to drink.
It's been a huge part of our campaign this summer, and I have to say, very successful. And we actually provide free consultation services to small businesses. If they say, I don't know how to have a plan, I don't know how to keep my workplace safe, absolutely free, willing to help them out.
Thanks for coming by.
Yeah.
You were great. So I don't feel so bad now when I told your comms guy we were going to talk at the Key Bridge. We wound up doing 5 minutes on the Key Bridge, and it winds up being a big thing, right?
Yeah, it was a huge thing for us, for sure.
All right. See, I'm smarter than I sound. I'm off to a good start. We're at Ocean City. We're at Mako. Portia Wu, she runs labor here in the state of Maryland, and you just got your Labor Day labor report from Ocean City. You should come back next year. We'll have some fun.
Happy to do it.
Great I appreciate you. Maryland Lottery sent us on the road down here to Ocean City, Maryland. I'm going to get some Fisher's popcorn. I have a my piece of coconut, Death by Coconut pie from the Ugly Pie. That was day 21. They actually have it in Ocean City, too. They have it in some little supermarket I saw. So you get the Death by Coconut when you're down here. We're going to be back in Baltimore all next week doing not just the crab cake tour, but our 27th anniversary, my 27 favorite things to eat. We are doing the countdown. There will be pastries. There will be pie. There will be cookies. There will be crab imperial. Am I making you hungry yet?
What's your favorite Fisher's popcorn flavor?
Plain, regular, gooey, hot, warm, in a little box.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
I mean, that Caramel
Old Bay.
Yeah,
I love that. I love that. I love that salty sweet combo.
Old Bay's made for crabs. What's wrong with you?
With, you know, caramel, Old Bay together. It's
maybe
the best.
Wings.
The
I'll put
best.
It on some wings. I put Old Bay on some wings. I would
okay.
do that. But
okay.
I ain't putting that
I can
on
stay.
Popcorn.
I can come on the show again if you, as long as you're not anti Old Bay.
Listen,
that's
if,
all right.
If you do, put salt, I'm not anti. You can put salt on the popcorn and make it salted caramel. I'm in with that, but I don't need all that paprika red thing going on.
Oh, it's my favorite.
I'll take you for crabs, and we'll do that crab cake. We'll do that the right way. All right, we're back down in Ocean City. I'm eating. I stopped drinking, at least for today, but Bad With Names is in town the night at Fager's, so things are getting a little crazy. I don't have to get up and do radio tomorrow. We're going to have Chris Van Hollen here a little later on. I should just promote this because, like, we've had so many. Emily Keller's going to be here. She's the opioid czar. Mark's going to be here from Montgomery County. We're going to talk baseball. Brooke Learman's going to be here. Chris Van Hollen's going to be here. Sean Stinnett's going to be here. And Zeke Cohen's going to be here. So that's what I have. We've already done Odette Ramos. It is day two. Mako. I'm caffeinated. Stay with us. We're at the beach.